Thanks, Greg. Yes, we have caught up with conductor Maren Alsop. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Well, this is such a wonderful, colorful, joyous program. The first half was really exciting with these contemporary works. Could you talk a little bit about how these works all fit together?
I put the program together thinking about crossing cultural barriers. So all of the pieces really are hybrids and amalgams of different styles, different exposures that the composer may have had in life, different experiences, of course. You know, I mean, The Beautiful Spiritual is about this need to assimilate but retaining some kind of voice. Gabby's piece, the Frank piece, is all about the influence of Peruvian music on jazz, and then Jesse Montgomery's is about all these different dance forms. And of course, the Gershwin that we're about to do is all about imbuing serious music with some kind of character, folk character, character of America, bringing jazz into play, all of these things. So for me, this is a program, it's almost like a symbol to me of what America aspires to be, which is a real melting pot and a real amalgam, and not paying lip service to anything, but something that really feels authentic.
Now, I know you grew up in a household with two professional musicians as your parents. Was there a certain kind of music you were initially drawn to?
Well, I grew up with classical music as the backdrop to everything. My father was concertmaster of the New York City Ballet, and my mother was a cellist there. So, you know, they were constantly practicing, and they had quartets in the house and, you know, piano trio and all this kind of thing. But my dad also loved jazz, and he played saxophone, clarinet, and flute. And he used to tour with the Fred Waring's big band. So he would also play along with records in our living room. And really, in my early 20s, I started a swing band with fellow string players, believe it or not, called String Fever. And we played together for 20 years. It was awesome. So I love jazz. I love what it does for our sense of rhythm, our sense of timing. And it's, you know, it's quintessentially American, and so I'm totally crazy about it.
How did you decide to become a conductor?
My dad took me to a young people's concert when I was 9 years old, and the conductor came out and started jumping around and talking to us, and of course he was my hero, Leonard Bernstein, and as soon as I saw him, I said, oh, I want to do that. That looks like so much fun. So I never changed my mind.
We're about to hear selections from Porgy and Bess. How were the selections made as to which musical numbers to perform?
You know, that's a little bit like trying to pick your favorite children. And, you know, it was very difficult because, I mean, the music is so outstanding, just really perfect. But we tried to pick a selection that really featured especially our wonderful soloists and, you know, told the story of the opera, and also captured all the pieces that everyone would long for on a CD. We're also recording this, so that's an important element as well. I'm hoping that people walk away at the end of the concert, sort of maybe going to their Spotify or wherever and listening to the whole piece.
Well, we're looking forward to it. There are four singers, so do they sing multiple roles?
Yes, you know, they should have hats, different hats, I guess, for every different role they're playing, but they're doing it beautifully, and these are just gorgeous voices, so they're capable of doing that.
You made a reference earlier to what music can do. What does music mean to you?
Well, I think that, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that music can cure the problems, but I think that music really elevates us. It brings out the best in humanity. It connects us immediately in a way that almost no other art form does. We don't need words, and we're all born hot-wired for music, so everyone can access it. So for me, music is a refuge and a comfort and an inspiration. You know, all I can do is try to do my small part in the world through music.
That's great. Thank you so much, Maren Alsop. We look forward to the second half.
Me too. Let's go.